Well, let's stay on this matter of the public protector, because as you would have heard there, we're talking here about the acting public protector, not the current public protector, because the current public protector is currently facing that inquiry into her fitness to hold office. So Parliament's Section 194 committee today meeting for the first time this year. It is looking at that inquiry into Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office, and it's looking at its plan, because this has been going on for months now. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, watching that story for us. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. The committee resuming business after the recess. What's been the main housekeeping issues that they've been consumed with today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So it's not the inquiry proper. We don't see the evidence leaders present today. It's merely the committee members, the MPs, who are dealing with these housekeeping matters, as you put it. And top of the agenda is the matter of five people that Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane wants to call to testify before this inquiry, but they're refusing to do so, Mandy, at least voluntarily, to come before the committee. And her legal team have submitted applications to this committee to consider invoking a parliamentary mechanism by means of summoning them to appear before the inquiry. And those five people incidentally happen to be Koleka Kaleka, who you've just spoken about, the acting public protector and Busisiwe Mkhwebane's deputy, DA MP Natasha Mazzoni, former public protector Thuli Madonsela, the public enterprises minister Pravin Gordhan, and an investigator in the Public Protector's Office who worked on that so-called rogue unit report. So those are the five people the Public Protector says won't come voluntarily before the inquiry, and she wants MPs to consider requesting the Speaker, who is the only person who actually has the right to do so, to summon them to appear and testify.
Now, Lindsay, Parliament has been taking legal advice on all of this, how to proceed. What kind of advice have they been getting?
Correct, Mandy. And it's taken quite a bit of time for Parliament's legal advisers to go through what each of those five people I've just mentioned, what they could possibly be bring to the inquiry in terms of testimony. And Fatima Ibrahim, Parliament's one of the chief legal advisers, really pointing out that whatever evidence it is that Busisiwe Mkhwebane believes that these people can bring to this inquiry, it's got to relate directly, Mandy, to those four charges of misconduct that she's facing. And so she's really going through with a fine-tooth comb whether these people could really assist in that regard. The former public protector, for example, she was there when some of the investigations were started, but left before they were concluded. DAMP Natasha Mazzoni had nearly compiled the dossier of the evidence, if you will, against the public protector. So really what the legal advice that MPs are getting is really to consider whether they want to consider such a drastic move to summon these witnesses when perhaps, Mandy, whatever evidence they could provide could be done in a less invasive manner and maybe not necessary for them to be there physically to testify.
So how then have MPs been responding to the public protector's request to summon all of these witnesses?
Well, some mixed reaction right now, Mandy, as to not wanting to Bantu Halimisa, the UDM leader, saying to be careful that Parliament doesn't preempt what it believes these witnesses can bring to the inquiry. And so they really need to tread carefully before they just consider dismissing these applications out of hand. The ANC's Deputy Chief Whip, Doris Lekude, for example, saying she didn't believe that, for example, Natasha Mazzoni, and this must be a rare occasion, Mandy, where an ANC MP comes to the defense of a DA MP, but saying that she didn't really think that she could provide the committee much more than what she'd done in compiling this dossier of information. So right now, mixed review as to how exactly Parliament should proceed with these applications that have been submitted by Busisiwe Mkhwebane.
Lindsay, thank you very much. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, giving us an update there on Parliament's Section 194 committee meeting to plot the way forward with that Busisiwe Mkhwebane inquiry. So while that is happening, we also told you that the acting public protector has been busy with the Pala Pala investigation too. So developments on both sides there.